The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. דף י"ד, ראי דף זבינג סטרד לעילוי נשמת מרת זקנתי יפה בצרה, ומור זקני יוסף בן שרה, ואברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. רפואה שלמה, משה בן דינה, שרה רוחמה בת רחל, ושרה בת רחל, עדנה רפאנו להם בפת הנפש. ורפואת הגוף, רפואתם כרבלו, וכן ירסו ברמה רבים. בגין תרייז דף, on י"ד, עמוד ראשון, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down, ואמר רב חמה ברבי חנינה, לפנימה נקבר משה אצל בית פעור. Why was משה רבנו buried? Mul bet peor, right? Why was he buried, facing the avodah zarah peor? Kedei lechaper al maaseh peor, in order to serve as a kapara for the sin of baal peor. That's when the Jewish people went after the zonot, and the plague broke out. 24,000 people died, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu served as a kapara. Why? So look at the top Tosfot. Umidrash agada. בכל שנה ושנה, בעת שחטאו יוסף בבנות מואב, every year on the anniversary day, when the Jewish people fell to the בנות מואב, באותו פרק בית פעור עולה למעלה כדי לקטרג, ולזכיר עוון, which means that day the בעל פעור goes up in the שמיים to prosecute, ושהוא רואה קברו של משה, when he sees the קבר of משה right across, חוזר ושוקע, it goes right back down, שמשה רבנו שקעו בקרקע, עד חותמו, שרבנו pushed him in the grave until his nose, וכל שעה שעולה, חוזר ונשגע, למקום ששקע משה רבנו. He goes right back down to the same spot. So therefore, that's why they were buried him, מול בית פעור, in order to silence the kitrug that the בעל פעור has on a yearly basis. ואמר רבי חמה ברבי חנינה, מי דכתיב, אחרי השם אלוהיכם, תלכו. That you have to go walk after God. V'chi efshal l'adam l'alech achar shechina? Is it possible to walk after the shechina? V'halo kevar ne'mar ki Hashem Elohecha esh ochelai. God is fire. And therefore, how could you walk after the fire? Ela l'alech achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you go follow the traits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u malbish arumim. Just like God dresses those that are naked. V'chi v'yagas Hashem Elohim l'adam l'ushto kutnot or. Right, God made for them leather clothes, Adam and Hava, when they realized they were naked, Vayalbishem, and he dressed them, Apalta halbesh arumim, so to dress those that do not have clothes on. So I once said in the Rashan, this Gemara, that this is referring to not only dressing people that don't have clothes, but because the Gemara does not say, Apalta halbesh aniim, it says halbesh arumim, this could even be talking about somebody that's rich, but doesn't follow the laws of Sini'ut. So therefore you have a mitzvah to give them a musa, dress them also. Dress the ones that are not, don't have any clothes on. That's also mahu afata. So just like God dresses those that are not dressed, you too dress those that are not dressed, which means give them a musar that they will dress themselves. Nothing to do with affording or not affording it. Just give the musar that those that are undressed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikir olim, God visits the sick. Dikhtiv. Right. God visited Avraham Avinu on the day of the Brit Milah, the third day, to visit him because he was sick. So too you visit the sick. And from here you see also that just like God obviously visited someone that was younger, not younger, but beneath God obviously, even greater than Avraham was, he's not God. So may you see that you're supposed to visit even those that are in less stature than you. If God humbled himself to visit Avraham, certainly a person has to visit Ketanim and people that are even younger than him and whatever, not on the same stature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nihem Abedim, God also consoles the mourners. Dichti, Vayi Harem Mot Avraham. After Avraham died, Vayi Elohim Et Yitzhak Beno. So God visited Yitzhak, his son. And therefore, Afata Nahim Abinim. So to you, when you go to console the mourners, you are doing something that is indeed godly. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Metim. God buries the dead. How do we know the Chetiv Vayikbor Oto Bagai? God buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Afata Kevor Metim. So too, you bury the dead. Once a story told of a couple of orphan children that were standing in front of a department store, and they were looking at all the beautiful clothes that all the other children were getting for the holiday. And the children were just salivating at all these things that they could not have. And all of a sudden, mother came and saw these poor children and told them, come with me, I'm going to buy you outfits for the holiday. So I took her into the department store, and she outfitted them from head to toe, and the children were shocked. And they don't even know this lady, she's a total stranger. So in their innocence, they turn to the lady and say, by any chance, are you God? So the lady says, what is she going to answer? So she says, no, actually, I'm one of God's children. So the kid says, I knew you had to be related. Which means over here, you see that that is something that is truly divine to do these actions. Comes the Gemara and continues, Kotnot Or. So what does it mean that he made for them clothes from Or? Now, Or literally means leather. Rav Ushmil Chad Amar Dabar Habba Min Ha'Or. The item that comes from the leather, meaning he made them wool garments, because the wool is actually in the hide of the animal. V'chad amar davar sha'or nehene mimenu. An item that the flesh of a person benefits from. What is that? That is pishtan, linen. The linen is soft to the skin of a person. Kotnot or, an item that the flesh of a human being benefits from. Darash of Sinai. Torah techidata gimilut chasadim v'sofa gimilut chasadim. Torah begins with gimilut hasadim and ends with gimilut hasadim. Te'ilata gimilut hasadim dechtiv. Vayaras Hashem Elohim l'adam l'shto kotnot or v'yel bishem. God dresses Adam l'shom v'sofa gimilut hasadim dechtiv v'yikbor oto bagay, which is it leaves off with the story of the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pharisees say, why didn't they bring a pasuk earlier? It talks about the pasuk where God brought Chava to Adam. That's the chesed also. He gave him his wife. He was a mishadech shidduch. So the explanation is, yeah, that's before the sin. Before the sin, okay, God does chesed. The point of the Torah is that even after the sin, still Borei Olam does gimut hasadim to the people. Comes the Gemara and says, Darash Rabbi Simlai mepneiman itaveh Moshe Rabbeinu nikenes le'eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu yearn and have a desire to go into Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean? Did he want to eat the fruit? We have delicious fruit. All is bought mitubau sarich, or is he interested in satiating himself from the goodness of Eretz Yisrael? Some say that's where they got the berachah mi'ain shalosh, right? When ocham priya, when is boa, when is bought mitubah. From that text of here of this Gemara. In any way, Dechil lechupre usarich, or lesbom to bausarich, ela kaka amar Moshe. Harbe mitzvot nestavu Yisrael. There's a lot of mitzvot that the Jewish people were commanded. Ve'en mitkayim ela. Better said, the only place you can fulfill them is Israel. For example, Shemitah, Yovel, Bikurim, Terumot, etc. Ikanes anila ares. Let me enter the land. Kadesh yitkayimu kulan al yadi. In order that I should be able to fulfill them. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu. Chlum ata mevakesh ela lekabel sachar. What do you want? You want the reward for those mitzvot? Ma'ale ani alecha ki'ilu asitem. I give you the credit as if you did it. Shnei emar. Lachen ahalek lo barabim. Right? I will give him the reward. Ve'et atzumim yahalek shalal. Tachat asher he'ira lamut nafsho. Ve'et poshim nimna. V'hu chet rabim nasa v'laposh'im yafgiya. It's a whole pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara is going to explain one part of the pasuk at a time. Lachin ahalek lo rabim. I am going to give Moshe Rabbeinu a reward, barabim. So what is barabim referring to in this pasuk over here? Barabim meaning with the masses. Maybe he'll only get reward like the later tzaddikim, but not the earlier tzaddikim, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. He's going to split the reward. Well, I get the reward like the great ones. Who's the atzumim? כאברהם, ויצחק, ויעקב, שהם עצומים בתורה, that they were giants in Torah and מצוות. תחת אשר עירה למות נפשו, that he was willing to risk his life and to die, שמסר עצמו למיתה. Right, he sacrificed his life. Shnei Amar v'imayim mechani namis v'chas shekatav. After the Jewish people worshipped the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu wished to give up his entire career and even die for the Jewish nation. Et poshaim nimneh, which means, and he was counted with the reshaim shenimneh imetem midbar, which means he was also part of the gezerah when the Meragidim came back and gave the false report. He was also part of the gezerah of dying in the midbar. V'hu het rabim nasa, and he carried the sin of the masses shekiper al maaseh ha'egel. He served as the kapara for the sin of the Egel, but the Pusha'im Yavgiya, Shibikesh Rahamim al Pusha'i, says Shi'azub Shwa. He always prayed for the Jewish people, the Rishayim, to make Teshuvah, specifically, for example, during the issue of the Egel. The end, Pigiyah, the Tefillah, the word Pigiyah is referring to Tefillah Shneimar, Ve'ata al Tepalel Ba'adam, Azeb al Tesam Ba'adam, Rinao Tefillah, Ve'al Tefga Bi. That's the talking about the prophets. God says, do not pray to me, do not supplicate to me. See, the word Pigiyah means Tefillah. Now, the Mefarshim over here have a question over here. On the Gemara's question, it says, "Mepnei ma nitave Moshe Rabbeinu nikenes Eretz Yisrael." So, what kind of question is this? We know that there's so much kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. What kind of question? Of course, he wanted the kiddusha. Isn't that obvious? Well, why else would he want to go to Israel? And number two, what does it mean that God tells him, "Klum atam mevakesh el kabel sachar"? Wait a minute, Moshe Rabbeinu want to serve God for the reward? Alright, you're looking for the reward? I'll give you the reward. What am I talking about? To serve God for the reward. And number three, what does it mean when it says, Ekanes ani la'aris, kedesh yitkayimu kulam al yadi? What does it mean, yitkayimu kulam al yadi? That all the mitzvot will be fulfilled through me. It should have said, kedesh akayiman, I'll fulfill them. What is this superfluous language of it? She yitkayimu kulan al yadi, that all the mitzvot will be fulfilled through me. So the Bina la'itim explains of it, Moshe Rabbeinu requested, Iberana ve'er'e ta'aris atumah, which means he knew already there was a gezerah that he cannot go into Eretz and live there. However, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted at least for a little time over there to look at the land. And therefore, that they say, what was he interested to go for a little while? I mean, he didn't want to go for, I'll accept the gezerah, but I want to just visit it. I want to have a little tour of Eretz. So that's the Gemara says, what is he going to gain? Mepnei ma nitave Moshe Rabbeinu to such thing, like a quick tour, a quick view. So if you want to live there, okay, then we understand why the Tava is. What is he going to do in a couple of minutes? What, eat some fruit? What can he benefit? So he says that was what Simlai said. He didn't do it for himself. In the man Klaisen, Share kach haitad darko me'olam lezakot et Klaisen bechol davar. Moshe Rabbeinu was the inspiration of Klaisen. He was the one that was mezakeh Klaisen all the mitzvot and give them guidance. And if we wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to guide them now in their new situation, to set them up with the mitzvot, explain it to them in order, with all the mitzvot, kedesh yitkayimu kulan al yadi. So now they'll fulfill the mitzvot through him, by him teaching it to them in Israel, you know, with the Shimush Tavidei Acherim, etc. So therefore, Ayedei Kach Yitkayimu HaMitzvot B'Yad Acherim. They'll do the mitzvot and he'll get the credit for it. So therefore, the Gemara says, Klum Atam Mevakesh El Kabel Sachar, which means, you're looking to get the reward for the Zikui Arabim. You want the mitzvot. Ma'ali Ani Alech Kilu Asitim, which means, you did it already, which means you taught it to them in the midbar, and therefore you don't need it to do it again. So you have that reward already. That item, you did it already. Which means the way he says it over here is, Ma'aleh ani alech kilo asitim hayinu shkevar zikita at rabim mitzvot elu. Bekak shlimata otam kai. You don't have to do it with them. You taught it to them. So by teaching it to them in the midbar, it's like you did it already, and therefore you get the credit as well. In any event, the Mefarshim say that Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously when it says barabim, right in the pasuk over, the pasuk says the language of the pasuk is lachin achalek lo barabim. What does it mean barabim? That every mitzvah that any Jew does, and the rabim, which means the man supply symbol, Moshe Rabbeinu gets a piece of the action. Which means he has a piece of the mitzvah because he taught all the mitzvah to Klai Yisrael. Hadran alach amkane leishto. We begin the second perek of the second Torah. Mishnah begins. Haya mevi et minhata. Okay, so now the sota would bring her minha betokififa misarit, right, in a basket, right, made out of reeds or a palm tree, ונותנה על ידיה, the Kohen puts it on her, on his, on her hands, right? Which means she's got to hold it the whole time. Kedeh liyagia. You want to tire her out. So she's holding it the whole time. That was exactly why they want to tire her out. Kol ha-menachot tahilatam v'sofam b'kli sharet. All menachot, they begin in kli sharet, and they end in kli sharet, which means when the person brings the menachah from his house, he brings it in a kli sharet, when the owner. And when he gets to the Beit HaMikdash, it ends in kli sharet, which means that the Kohen makes the chemisa from a kli sharet. V'zu tahilatam b'kfa misarit. But here, it starts off, not in a kli sharet, it starts off in a basket, v'sofam b'kli sharet, and ends up in a all the other menachot have oil and frankincense. Vizu enatona lo shemen velo lebona, does not have no oil or frankincense. All the menachot come from wheat. Vizu ba'a minaseorin, this comes from barley. Menachat ha'omer, now even though the omer that was born on the second day of Pesach, afapi sheba minaseorin, he haita ba'geres. That came from the fine flour, which was the solet, which is the good flour. This came from the coarse part of the barley. So she did the act of an animal, which she acted in a moral way. So too her korban, meaning her minha, is animal food, which is what? Ma'achal se'urim, which is barley. Okay, let's read Rashi. Haya mevi'et minchata ba'al. Okay, the husband brings the mincha. Et korbana aleha. He brings the mincha for her. Kififam misarit sal shen lesareb dekel. Right, that's the basket made out of the reeds. The zeradim shkedim sevel that grow around the palm tree. Kedeli yagia b'gemino b'feresh tamat. Tehadatam v'sfan hashta masher keshim b'vi'am b'vito. When the husband brings it from his house, b'vi'am b'chli sharet la'azra. He brings it in a kli sharet already to the azra. V'sufam b'chli sharet kodem kemisa. Before the kemisa, it's also in a all the menachot have oil and frankincense. The Gemara has another question. What about a mincha, the sinner? That will wait for the Gemara. Do not put on it oil and do not put on it lebona ba'ot menachetim dechtiv solit chetim ta'ase otam, right? They come from chetim menachat ha'omer ba'a menaseorim masikah menachot afin la'mekle'e ba'a geres dechtiv geres karmel takriv et menachat pekonecha masikah menachot afin la'menachot ha'omer ha'katum b'defan geres b'seorim muvhar choice barley shebo menupa, that it is sifted b'yud gimel lapath 13 different sieves. It all has the impurities in it when it's grinded. No sifting. Look at the Tosafot. Mevi et minhata. Top Tosafot of the Perek. And Seder HaMishnah and Seder HaParashah Mechuvanim. The order of the Sota process of the Mishnah and the order in the Torah Parashat Naso is not the same. Sharei Kak Seder HaParashah. In the Parashah, it goes as follows. Kinala. Vinistera, Ma'ale Aisha, they bring a Tirushalayim, Umevi et Minhata, Hakuen Mevi Failish Shil Heres, a pottery keli, Venoten the Toka Hatsilogmai, he puts a half a log of water in it, Menakir, Venoten Bo Afar, then he puts the dirt in it, Ma'amid Aisha Bishani Kar standing in the Karut, Ve'ohez Begadea, rip her clothes off, Visotir Sahara, take her hair off, Menoten et Minha Al Yaden, and she holds the Minha, Ubiyad, the Kuen Maim and Marim, Umashbia. And he makes the swerta, umatni aima vechotev the megillah, he writes the megillah, muhek, mashkeh, he erases the name and he gives it to drink. Venotel minachatan, he takes the minachah from her, mitok, if he finds it, venotel, to kli sharet, he puts it in a holy vessel, menif, umagish komets, makdin, he brings the komets, and makdin, he brings the rest of the minachah. Velo yadarnu, lama shina tana seder. I don't know why the tana differentiated the seder of the Torah, the im seder of tana dafka, or seder of parasha. And actually, who's the right order? Is the Torah dafka, or is it the Mishnayot that are davka? Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya Abba Chaninu min Mishum Rabbi Eliezer kedeh liyagia kedeh shetazor ba, which means we want to wear her out by holding the mincha the whole time, and also she'll become so fatigued that she'll just admit that she did it, because we do not want her to drink. So comes the Gemara and says, if that's the case, Im kacha hasa Torah al ovre resono. If this is the way God has mercy on ovre resono, the girls that go against His will, which means if she committed the crime, she's guilty, and still the Torah wants her to admit, so she doesn't have to blow up. She'll be punished to whatever extent it is, but not the severe punishment. So if God has mercy on ovre resono, kal vachomer al ose resono. Although most of God will have mercy on those that are fulfilling His will. Umimai mishum dehasai. Who told you that God has mercy on her? Maybe the concern only is because God doesn't want the Megillah to be erased, which is the Shem Hashem to be erased in the water. Who cares about her? We're concerned about the name being erased. That's why we're telling her to admit. So Kamsa Gemara says, Kasavar, this opinion holds, Mashke ve'arkach makrib et minchata. Which means this opinion knows that first she would drink, then she would bring the mincha. And until the mincha is brought, she still has a chance to admit and nothing will happen to her. Because the mincha is called the mezkeret avon. Right? It reminds of the sin. So even though the water was, she drank the water already and the name of God was erased, it is not effective until the mincha is brought. The Gemara says, the imishu migilah ha emhekala. The Megillah was erased already. So her admission is not going to affect the erasure of God's name. And what's going to affect? The only reason we're doing it is because we have mercy even on the sinner. So if God has mercy even on the sinner, kal vachomer an ose resono kach. Look at the top of the sheet. Mashke hamayim v'algach mechrib minchata. That's a machlok, the top of the sheet on Amud Bet. Uflugtai b'perek haya notel umiu. Kozeman shlo karba minchata. So long as she didn't bring the mincha, the waters will not work on a dichtiv mazkeret avon. You still hold it in her hands so she to tire her out. V'todah, so she'll admit. Because having mercy on her, because you're worried about the Megillah already. The name of God has been erased already. Good. But I continues. Second line. Kol ha-menachot. Okay, so we said all the menachot, what was the rules with them? They came from Hittin, and this one came from Saudi, and all the menachot had Shimon and Lebona. This one did not have Shimon and Lebona. All the menachot vessels. Have sacred vessels. Ta'idatam v'sofan, and this one over here starts off in a kefifa, miserit, in a basket made out of the reed. So it comes to Gemara and says, Udmin, who? We have a contradiction, a stira from a braita. Long braita. We're going to read it once, and then the Gemara is going to analyze every single line of this braita. Let's just read it once. Seder menachot ketzer. What's the seder of the menachot? Adam mevi mincha mitok beto bekalatot shel kesef v'shel zahav. He brings it either in a silver keli or a gold keli. V'notna letok kli sharet. And he puts it in a kli sharet. U'mekadesha bekli sharet. And he sanctifies it in the kli sharet, v'noten aleha shimna ulbonata. He puts the oil on it and the frankincense. Umodicha etzel kohen. Then he brings it from his house. So it's already in the kli sharet. And he brings it to the kohen. The kohen modicha etzel mizbeah. The kohen brings it to the mizbeah. Umagisha bekeren deromit ma'arabit. He puts it on the southwestern corner of the mizbeah. Keneget hudash el keren. Right by the
tip of the corner.
The tip of the corner. V'dayo, that's enough. Then they take the libona and they put it on the side. The libona is not mixed yet with it. They just move it to the side. And they take the komets from the place where it is mixed well with the oil. They take the komets and they put it in a second klisharet. And they sanctify the klisharet. Then they take the scoop up the libona that was in a separate part. And they place it on top of the mincha u'ma'aleu u'maktiro b'chli sharet. And then they bring it up to the mizbeach u'mekatero b'chli sharet u'molcho, and they also salt it, put salt on it, v'notno al gabe ha'ishim, right? And then they put it on the fire. Kareva komets, once the komets is brought, shireha ne'echalim. So the shirayim, the leftovers can be eaten by the kohanim. V'rasha'im, ha-kohanim, liten, etokha, yayin, v'shemin, udvash. They can put whatever they want in it after. When they're eating it, they can put wine, oil, even honey. V'en asurin ela melechametz. The only sur is to make it chametz. They can't make it chametz, but they're yeast and things like that maybe. But all these other stuff, it's permissible to put in it. Okay, let's just read the Rashi's first to see exactly the pshat of his braita. Let's start off with kallatot. Right, they will put it in the baskets. Ke'en salim. Adam mevi minhatot azra betok beto bekallatot. These baskets, yeah, more like a basket. Okay, v'notnam ba'azra bechlisha. And he puts it in the azra in a chlisha. V'katz katzak shesliq l'titah al menatken. It sounds like when he puts it in the keli, you have to have kavanah that you're putting it l'shem mincha. The keli will be mekadesh. Sounds like you need kavana, otherwise the mincha is not going to be sanctified. We can learn it from Pesukim. Why you have to put it on the southwestern corner? V'dayo, the kamam mefresh ma'ay. The Gemara is going to explain what is dayo. What does it mean enough? You put the libona on one side, and the keli itself, you just separate the libona to one side. Next one, should it, and you take the comets from the place where the oil was mixed up. Well, you put the comets in a second vessel. Next, you put it on the fire, ala ish. Good. Now, let's just get the style of a Katani Miyat. Katani Miyat means a partial quotation, which we were calling the Braita, yeah, partial quotation, and we're going to analyze. What did we just say in the Braita? Bekalatot shel kesef, bekalatot shel zav, which is mashmawa, that they put it in gold or silver vessels, which means it sounds like they were in a klisharet already from the beginning, where you said that what? That, you said in the Mishnah that all the menachot tehilatan v'sufam b'chli sharet. Oh, but over here it's mashma that it is not in a kli sharet. It sounds like it's in a basket of some sort. So therefore, that's not a kli sharet. So you told me in the Mishnah that they were actually there. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Papa." Right, which means read in the Mishnah that they used to put all the other menot in vessels that were ra'ui for kli sharet, meaning metal vessels. Not that they would put it in the vessels at home in a kli sharet. No, they would put it in vessels that were ra'ui mashma, that this reed vessel of the sotah, this kififam, is not even ra'ui for a kli sharet. The Gemara says, "Mechlal dechivivam misrit lo azya." It's much better what that a kli. This kivivam misrit is not even that we to be a kli sharet. Come on, they look at Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya kli sharet shasal shel es. Rabbi posel. If you made a kli sharet out of es, Rabbi says pasuv and Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda machshir. Also, you see what? Obviously, Amishlah is not going like Rabbi Yosef. So they go, "No, afilu tem Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda." Eimar damar Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda bechashubin. When did he say wood is kosher to be kli sharet? When it's significant, when it's important, when it's chashuv. But did he say it on an inferior basket? Which is the pasuk says, would you bring such a thing to your governor? Would you bring such a thing to an important person? Of course not. Wouldn't it be accepted? Therefore, of course, it would be, you say, agrees that if you put it in an inferior item like a wicker basket of such a sort, so therefore it's not going to be accepted. But generally speaking, it does hold that a wooden vessel can be kasher as a kli sharet. Comes the Gemara and continues. When you put it in the kli sharet, it sounds like he has to have kavanah that he's being mekadeshit for the sake of kiddush kli sharet. Mashma, if you just put it in alone without kavanah, it's mashma, it's not going to take on the sanctity. Comes the Gemara and says, "Shmat mina kli sharet en mekadeshin ela midaat." That the kli sharet doesn't work to mekadesh the mincha unless you do it midaat. Good? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Emek kadeshin la midaat. Shanotno ben sarik shiyetinenu leshem kach. Now, v'im tomar alim menacha kedusha ve'omedet. What are you talking about? The menacha is mekudeshin already from the verbal. From the verbal declaration. Shekdisha bepeh. Kedushat peh ena ela kedushat damim. Like we learned earlier. Kedushat peh is a lesser kedushat. It's called kedushat damim. As monetary value, meaning, if tevul yom touches it, that means somebody went to the mikveh, but didn't wait till sunset, touches that mincha, does not posel it. There's no isul lina, meaning if it stayed overnight, ve'im netmet nifdit, and there's pinyon on it. If it became tamei, you're able to redeem it for money. However, kedushat bekeli, once it already goes in the kid, that's already a high level. That's considered kedushat, kedushat taguf, and if selim betimulyon, bedina, ve'en la pinyon. So therefore, big nafka minah, so the Gemara's mashma, it doesn't get kedushat taguf until you put it in the shem kedushat klisharet. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Which means, just read it that you put it in the Kli Sharet in order to sanctify it with the Kiddushat Kli Sharet, but you don't have to have Kavana. It means you put it in the Kli Sharet so it will attain that Kiddushat, but it's automatic. Not that you have to put it in Leshem, Ela, put it in so it will happen. Okay? So that, which is really an automatic. Look at that, see? Notna lekadesha haTorah tzikato litno betli shekadesh shekadeshin akli. So the kli will be mekadesh va'afinu eno mitkaven lekach. Even if he does not have kavana for such, comes Gemara and says, ve'noten aleh shemena ulbonata. You put on the mincha the oil and the frankincense. Shemar ve'yitzuk aleh shemena tana aleh. Lebona amolicha etzel kohen, and you bring it to the kohen. Dichtiv ve'bi'a el bene aharon ve'kohen molicha etzel mizbeyah, and the kohen brings it towards the mizbeyah. Dichtiv ve'gisha etzel. And he brings it to the Mizbeah. Now, it should be known, look at Rashi, when Rashi says, who puts the oil and the frankincense on the Mincha? Hazar, even a non-Kohen, Shemen ulbona, v'enzri Kohen, nekak tektiv, v'yitzok aleh Shemen v'hadar v'hibi'a el b'nei Aharon. After the Zar put the frankincense on, then he brings it to the b'nei Aharon. And now it says, what? Megisha etzlam is ve'ogad. Megisha bekenen derumit ma'arabit keneged chudash el kenen v'dayos. So you place it on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeah. Now let's just review the structure of the Beit HaMikdash. On the eastern side of the Beit HaMikdash, you had a Mizbeah that was 32 amot wide.
Correct.
And that was right in front of the Ulam, which was open directly to the Mizbeah. Ulam was 20 amot wide. And then beyond the Ulam was the Hechal. The Hechal was also 20 amot wide and had thickness of the walls, 6 on each side, which is exactly 32, amazing, which is exactly the measurement of the Mizbeah. So there was a direct line from the western side of the Mizbeah. I could see all the way through the Ulam into the Hechal. So now the question is, on the four corners of the Mizbeah, which part of the Mizbeah did you put the Mincha? Because you have to put it on one of the corners of the Mizbeah. So we said southwest. Where did they get southwest from? So the Gemara says as follows. Minalan, how do you know southwest? Dichtiv, v'zot torat ha-Mincha, ha-krem otam ben Aaron lifnei Hashem. Well, let's stop. If it's lifnei Hashem, that's going to be on the west side. Because the west side is Nifnei Hashem, facing the on the west, which was opened up to the Echal.
Right.
Okay? Now, Il Penei Mizbeah. Well, Penei Mizbeah is facing the Mizbeah. Now, the Mizbeah had a ramp. The ramp was on the southern side. So if it's facing the Mizbeah, that's got to be on the southern side. So how do you square off Penei Hashem and Nifnei Hashem? V'tanya, Nifnei Hashem. Well, Nifnei Hashem sounds like the west. Yachol b'ma'arav, what about Penei Mizbeah? So Penei Mizbeah, Penei Mizbeah, Yachol b'darom, that means on the south, where the ramp was, Tamud Omar Lifnei. Ha, Ketzah. So how do you square off Lifnei and El Penei? Magisha Bekirin Deromit Ma'arabit. So you put it on the southwestern corner, Keneget Hudash El Keren, right in the tip of the Keren, so it's facing inside. Vidayo, and it is enough. Now let's read the Rashi. Rashi, Hakrev Otam Bnei Aaron, Yachol Ma'arav, Yagi'en Ledofen Ma'arabi Shel Mizbeah, Dainu Lifnei Hashem. Maybe just put it on the on any part of the western wall of the Mizbeah, not necessarily on the corner. B'Ma'arav V'Hamizbeah Shev B'Haichal, B'Ma'arav V'Hamizbeah B'Hasid Lamed Bet Amah. Right, Nochbodi. Mizbeah was 32 Amah wide. Memutza B'Emsa Azara, right in the center of the Azara. V'Chen Haichal Memutza B'Emsa Azara, also the Haichal, also Zeh Mul Zeh Lamed Bet Amah. Right, 32 amma as well. That was the Echal. Echal, the Kotlo Halochath, the kotlav vav amma, which means the space, the was 20 amma, and the thickness of the walls on both sides were 6 amot. The western side of the mizbeach was directly lifne Hashem. The em mafsiklum. There was no impediment. The ilu ulam. What about the ulam? The antechamber. It was open. You put it on the most western point. You want to put it also a little to the east, to the south. Because if you're not going to put it by the Yehuda, which means if you're going to put it on the tip itself, it's going to be totally west. So by putting it on the on the center point, so therefore it's like going to be getting both corners. You're getting the corner of the west, and you're getting the south corner. So you're getting lifne and ilpene as well. Gemara continues. V'Rabbi Elazar Omer Yachol Yagishena b'Ma'araba Shel Keren O L'Droma Shel Keren, which means, do you think, where are you going to place the mincha? On the west part of the corner, or on the southern part of the corner? Amart, we have a rule. Kol makom she'ata motze shnei mikraot. Anytime you find two pesukim, echad mikayim atzmo umikayim devrei havero. One pasuk, you're able to follow that pasuk, and it doesn't contradict the other pasuk. Ve'habar, if you go the other way and you follow the other pasuk, mikayim atzmo uvatel devrei havero. It's going to negate the other, which is you have two pesukim. If you follow one, the other one falls into place. But if you follow the other, it itself can be followed, but it's going to negate its friend. So what do? Manihin et shemikayim atzum vatel havero. You leave the one that's mevatel, that nullifies its friend. V'tofsin et shemikayim atzmo umikayim havero. So you keep the one that can be, that you can learn both pesukim simultaneously. Now, kishata omer, that explains. When it says, lefnei Hashem, so when it says, in front of God, that's where you put the mecha, b'ma'arav, that's got to be in the west. Bitalta el pneam isbeah. So if you're putting it on the west side, so obviously it's bevatel the pneam isbeah, because it's not on the south. Bedarom, obviously. Ushata omir el pneam isbeah bedarom. But if you say the pneam isbeah bedarom, kiyamta lifnei Hashem b'ma'arav, you could still fulfill lifnei Hashem. How is that? Haketzat magisha lidroma shel keren, which means you bring it to the western corner, but you put it on the southern tip of the corner. So the Gemara says, "Ve'echan kiyimta." How did you fulfill it? Which means we're understanding at this point that the mizbeach, the ulam, and the hechal were all parallel to each other, lined up to each other. So therefore, the point is you have to keep it lifnei Hashem. So if you're going to put it on the west corner, but on the southern tip of it, so the southern tip of it is not straight, open, parallel to the hechal, right? It's not to the opening. It has to be lifnei Hashem. So how are you telling me that if you're going to put it on the southern corner of this west side, if it's blocked, which means it's not to the opening of lifnei Hashem? Until now, we learned that you're putting it on the tip, meaning on the corner, meaning on the southwest in the middle. So if you're putting it on the tip, so therefore that's open to the opening of the mizbeach. However, or the ulam and the echal. Mashiach, according to this opinion, by putting it on the, if you look at your pictures, you can see it clearly. Go to the western wall, western corner of the mizbeach, and put it on the southern side of that tip, so you're not going to go into the opening of the mizbeach. So how can you tell me that you reconcile the pesukim? It's not lifnei Hashem. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says a very important opinion over here. So the Gemara says, Amar v'ashek kasabar haitana kulim mizbeach besafon ka'e. So we have a mahloket, if you remember, we looked at Masechet Yomah, where the mizbeach was situated. According to this opinion, the mizbeach was not situated flush to the ulam and the hechal. According to this opinion, the mizbeach was actually situated to the north. And therefore, exactly, so therefore, if you look at the pictures, you have the picture over there, in your art scrolls, you'll see it, that the mizbeach is off to the north. It's not centered exactly. Also, very good. Now the western tip of the mizbeach is actually directly opened lifnei Hashem. And therefore, by putting it on the southern side, you'll fulfill lifnei mizbeach, right? And you'll fulfill Lifnei Hashem simultaneously. Because on the southern side, it's also Lifnei Hashem. Because it's directly a direct line across. Masha'ekin, if you would follow the western Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem, and put it on the west side, you'd get west, but you wouldn't get Lifnei Mizbeach. So if according to the Shita, you're putting it on the western, but not on the corner, you're just putting it on the edge of the western side where it meets with the south. And therefore, you get both. You get Lifnei Mizbeach on the southern side, and it is also Lifnei Hashem. So that's the Mahloket between the first opinion and the second opinion. You put it on the center of the Keren Ma'arabit Deromit, or do you put it on the end, the edge of it? And the Mahloket is really based on where was the Mizbeach situated. Comes again, Gemara says, "My Vidayo." Now, if you remember, we're going back to the Blaita. The Blaita said, "You take the keli that had the mincha in it, and you put it on the tip of the Mizbeach, whatever the opinion is, Vidayo, and it's enough." So we want to know what it means. It's enough. What is that word? It's enough coming to tell me. So the Gemara says, "My Vidayo." Amar Vashir, it's tarich. You would have thought that maybe the mincha itself has to touch the corner of the mizbeach. Maybe it's not enough for the keli to touch it. Maybe you have to, you know, tip it over and let the mincha touch it. That's why the Gemara's language was vidayo. It's enough. Just let the keli touch it. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you have to put the mincha on the Mizbeach itself, on the corner. Who told you it's enough just to put the keli? Amar kera, v'kriva el kohen. You bring it to the kohen, v'gisha la Mizbeach. Ma krava etzol kohen b'chli, afagasha etzol Mizbeach b'chli. Makes a hikesh between the bringing it to the kohen and putting it on the Mizbeach. Just like bringing it to the kohen. You don't put them in Hanan's hands. You put it to the keli and you give it to him. So just like he receives it in the keli, that's the akraba, you're giving it to him. So v'gisha, when he brings it to the Mizbeach, he also brings it in a keli. So that's the connection between those two pesukim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Umisaleket levonata lesad echad. We said that in the keli itself you have the flour. It's actually the barley, right? That's the minhav, the sotas from barley. And next to it, you add some frankincense. You add lebona. Now the law is that you don't make the komets from the lebona, which means you put the lebona on the side. The Braita said, it's in the keli, it's together. Push it to the side. So that's what the Gemara is going to analyze now. Umsalek et lebonata letzad echad ki echi didlo tekmots b'hadim mincha, because you don't want to take any lebona at the time of the komets. The komets again was the kohen would stick his hands in the bowl and he would scoop up. You can't scoop up anything but flour. How do you know that? Kedetan kamatz ve'ala biyado sror. Let's say a rock, a pebble was in the flour, and in his hands a pebble came up, or gargarmela, or even a crystal of salt, or kurt lebona, or even a small amount, a piece of lebona, the frankincense, pasul. So therefore, that's why you got to make sure the lebona is on the side. When you're making the kemisa, it's got to be pure flour without any other additives. The komet makom shnetrabes shamna. Right? So we say you place it in the area where the shemen is the most. They put up to put oil in the oil in there as well. So they put it with the oil and they make the kemitza from the place where the oil is most it's most mixed into the inyan. So the Gemara says, Minalan, how do you know that when you take the komet, you have to take it from the place that the oil is mixed well? Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Misolta u Mishamna. The Pasuk says, together, in a regular mincha, right? Misolta u Mishamna, from the solat and the oil. And the Pasuk also says, by the mincha. Let's give you the right word there. Migirsah u'mishamna, which is also teaching me, that's also from the Geddes, is the flour. So you see, both Pesukim connect the flour and the oil together to tell me that what? So when you're making the comments, it's the place where the oil and the flour is mixed the most. Comes the Gemara and says, V'notno l'to kli sharet, u'mekadesho b'kli sharet. Right, now you take the comments, right, after you get it out, and you stick it in a klisharet, a second klisharet, and you sanctify it in the second klisharet. Lamma li ha kedsha hada zimna. So The Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's sanctified already. Which means, wasn't the mincha in the first Kli Sheret? So what does it say that you have to put it in the second Kli Sheret, the Kadesha? It's Kadosh already. It wasn't the first Kli Sheret. You're taking out the Kometz. The Kometz is Kodesh already by the mere fact that it was in the first Keli. So what do you mean you put it in the second Keli, the Kadesha? So the Gemara says, Midi Dehava Adam. It's similar to the dam, the blood of a korban. Dam afalgav de kiddishte sakin besavar behema hadar makdish le bekeli sharet. The blood when you slaughter the animal. The knife that you're using to slaughter the animal is considered a kli sharet. It's considered a sanctified vessel. When the knife touches the blood becomes kodesh. And still, we take that blood and we put it in a second kli sharet to sanctify it. So therefore, we know that the mincha follows the shechita. All the processes that were done to the animal, we do to the mincha. So therefore, since in the shechita of the animal, there was two kiddushot of the dam. Kiddushat sekin, and then kiddushat keli. So too in the mincha. There's kiddushat number one in the keli, and then kiddushat number two in the second keli. Comes the Gemara and continues, Umelaket et levonata venotna al gabav. After the kemitza is taken, now they would take the lebona, that's the frankincense that was on the side, and they put it on top of the komitz. Okay, and eventually they're going to put it on the zbeah. Now, how do we know that? Dektiv ve'et kol lebona asher ala mincha. And all of the lebona that is on top of the mincha. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen ve'amen.